I'm Ray McDonald on the Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're spotlighting the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending July 5th, 2014. The United States of America celebrates its 238th birthday this week, while I also celebrate two new singles in the Top 5 list. Let's start in fifth place, where transatlantic sensation Sam Smith jumps five slots with Stay With Me. Sam had an interesting childhood. I'll fill you in after the song.
Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling,
Sam Smith is for real. Stay With Me jumps a big five slots to fifth place on this week's chart. Sam carries an interesting backstory. Not only is he a third cousin of fellow singer Lily Allen, his mother went to court to help him achieve stardom. 5 years ago, Kate Cassidy, a London banker earning upwards of $1 million a year, was sacked when her employer alleged she spent too much time managing 16-year-old Sam's career. Kate responded by suing the company, and her son is now a star. Also new to the lineup is the duo of Nico and Vins. These two bring an international outlook to their music. I'll have more after Am I Wrong, jumping three slots to number four.
So am I wrong? Thinking that we could be something for real. Now am I wrong for trying to reach the things that I can't see?
Nico and Vins jump three slots to fourth place with Am I Wrong? Born and raised in Norway, Nico Sereba and Vincent Derry are both of West African descent. They called themselves Envy before changing their name in January of this year. Holding in third place is Magic, the Canadian reggae outfit, which based its breakout song on a real event. I'll have more after Rude.
Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? Why you gotta be so rude? I'm gonna marry you anyway. Marry that girl.
Magic spends another week in third place with Rude. Lead singer Nasri says he was in an unhealthy relationship with a girl. Once, after they fought, he came up with the lyrics to Rude, but later recast the song to address a disapproving father. Staying put in second place is Ariana Grande, whose second album is now on the release schedule. I'll have details after Problem, featuring Iggy Azalea. Ariana Grande and Iggy Azalea occupy the runner-up slot for a second week with Problem. Ariana's second album now carries a title and release date. My Everything drops on August 25th here in the United States. Guests include Big Sean, Childish Gambino, and The Weeknd, with songwriting from Max Martin, Ryan Tedder of OneRepublic, and Harry Styles of One Direction. Iggy Azalea rules the Hot 100 for a fifth week with Fancy, featuring Charlie XCX. Did Nicki Minaj toss a verbal dart at Iggy on national TV? Stay with me for more.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy. Can't you taste this?
Iggy Azalea and Charlie XCX are your Hot 100 champs for a fifth week with Fancy. Sunday night at the BET Awards, Nicki Minaj seemed to be speaking about Iggy when she said, in effect, she writes her own songs, but Iggy Azalea doesn't. The comment came a few weeks after Nicki criticized Iggy in a radio interview. Well, we're out of time, but the chart never sleeps. Join me next week for an all-new lineup. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.